You may be seated.
Thank you, Your Majesty. Thank you. Now, Your Majesty, I would suppose that as a Chinese, you feel...
I am not a Chinese.
Well, I'm confused. You were the Empress of China.
I'm relieved that you know at least that much.
Well, if you were not Chinese, then who were your people?
I am a descendant of the Yehe, one of the tribes of the Manchus. We are as distinct from the Han Chinese as the Spanish are from the Italians. You do know of the Vastalan of Manchuria, do you not?
Yes.
Well, that is where the Manchus come from. From Manchuria.
I see. Well, now, when you first came to that mysterious, forbidden city, the great palace of the emperors, what was your name at that time?
Yehenola.
I wish it were possible to address you by that name, if you don't mind my saying so, because I feel somehow awkward to be addressing by the title Your Majesty, a woman who first came to the attention of history as a mere concubine.
You are a very lucky person. You did not live in my court. You will no longer be among the living. We were not women of low caste or ill repute, like some of the mistresses of your Western leaders. We were from upper class families, more like your debutantes. Now, Mr. American, either you will address me respectfully or I shall leave.
It was not my intention to address you disrespectfully, Your Majesty.
Then you would be wise to conduct yourself accordingly.
As you wish.